AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
The bottom line is something's up.
Now, I realize it's fashionable in some circles to believe that no one in government should encourage others to read the Bible. That we're told that we'll violate the constitutional separation of church and state established by the Founding Fathers in the First Amendment. The First Amendment was not written to protect people and their laws from religious values. It was written to protect those values from government tyranny.
1-1-0.
This was in a book for Freemasons. Fictions are necessary to the people, and the truth becomes deadly to those who are not strong enough to contemplate it in all its brilliance. In fact, what can there be in common between the vile multitude and sublime wisdom? The truth must be kept secret, and the masses need a teaching proportional to their imperfect reason.
Broadcasting live from a bunker high atop Mount Hood.
It's all heading towards a fascist totalitarian state.
It's radio that's delivering the truth.
AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
See, the problem is they don't get to determine what is right and wrong in the process. It's all done by the central government.
And here's Paul Preston and Agenda 21 Radio.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on. This is, of course, the day in which the president is going to be flying off to North Korea. And we're going to be watching that for sure because it's obviously a very, very big, big deal. It looks like he's going to end the Korean War. You know, we're talking about socialism and all the other stuff. We're going to be talking about Venezuela, all the things going on there, why California and other states of the Union are turning into Venezuelas. And they don't even know it. Well, they do. You know, you can take a look at Oregon and Washington, New York even. New York. You know, that, New York's got a better handle on their socialism. Because sometimes, well, you know, because, you know, you got Wall Street there. And, you know, socialism doesn't really fare all that well in a Wall Street environment, I don't think. And, you know, there's too many entrepreneurs and stuff like that. So it's just de Blasio's not making it, you know? And he has him to – and what about this Ocasio-Cortez chick, right? Ask Amazon – or listen, ask the 20 – I don't know how many thousands of people didn't get a job because of Ocasio-Cortez. You know, she puts the dampener on all capitalism. Free market capital just puts it all to rest. Why would Amazon go there if she's talking about the whole green thing, right? The illusion of the green. You know, it's interesting. We don't have man-made warming like they say because the sun is a little bit stronger. They just don't get that whole soul thing, you know? The sunspots and all that stuff. And, of course, we're all freezing our chichis right now, so much for global warming in this winter, which is kind of really part of the sunspot business. But you know, they just won't have you believe that. It's all about green, and we have to get out of our airplanes. We can't fly. We're going to have to. It's all smart trains. I said smart trains like smart meters. Smart meters. Oh, yeah, how's that working out for everybody? Anyway, so the question is, is man creating all this heat on the planet? And the answer is no. The sun controls everything. We know that. Okay. But is there pollution that man's creating? Yes. See, I've always been an anti-pollution type of person. Clean up after yourself. You know, get the plastics out of the ocean, that sort of thing. Save the whales. You know, whales, by the way, have been brought back from extinction, literally, in the oceans, which is wonderful. We accomplished those goals basically in the 1970s. Save a lot of a major animal species and so on that have been plundered over the years, and whales were one of them. Now there's many industries around the coastal areas where whales migrate. This is all part of capitalism prevailed. is what I'm saying. So in the world of socialism, that's not the way it goes. No. I want from you, so therefore I take it. That's the fundamental difference, you know. The problem with socialists is this. And it comes down to, I mean, I learned this in shop class, actually. I used to have a shop teacher. His name was A.P. Letourneau. Twin brother to the Letourneau from Texas. That one, same one. His twin brother was my shop teacher. And I learned a lot from him in 3 years in high school shop classes. Learned algebra, learned geometry, just a few things, not only to operate a lathe and become a premier welder at the time. Would have been certified, but he didn't do certifications in for high school students, oddly enough. But, you know, built cars, did all kinds of stuff, you know. Took engines apart, put them back together. New cams, I mean, you know, hold on, your hot rods, drag racing, all that stuff was available to me as a kid growing up. And it was available to most kids in California at the time. And we learned to build things and make things in shop classes, in art classes, in music classes, in a band, if you're a bando. You know, I was a drummer, actually, in the band. If you were a bando, you could do that. And, of course, if you home economics, which, you know, of course, has evolved into culinary today. A lot of schools are doing really good things. Charter schools in particular are doing really good things with the culinary arts and so on, which is really good. People like to eat, you know, so we can hone that skill. But the ability to make things in California went away with the more socialistic that we got in our schools. You see, this is a fundamental difference between a socialist and a free market capitalist, someone who believes in liberty. Socialists don't know how to make things except tyranny and chaos and evil. That's right. They don't know how to make things. They don't know how to be creative in the sense of manual skills and labor. They don't get that because they don't do that. They're the ones that Ronald Reagan refers to as the people with the nice, clean fingernails that sit in the offices. Listen to Reagan talk about that. It's pretty interesting. He knew socialism back then as he does today, as we do today. But we have to teach it to a whole new generation. But I'm telling you, when California really started to make the socialist swing was when they started taking the manual arts out of the classroom. And now, what's going on in the classroom? Now, in my day, by the way, I'm going to drop this one on you. But 100% of the high schools, in junior high schools in California, had shop classes. And they had lots of shop classes. Because, you know, they figured out these guys, these boys being boys, would, they had all kinds of crazy things. They'd be tapping, they'd be excited in the classroom. But, you know, then there were sports. Oh, we can do high school sports. And take care of that whole hormone rage thing going on, right? Direct it somewhere. But we could also do what during the school day? Well, these mind-numb robots that we have today don't know this experience. But if you were a kid, a troubled kid or a boy, and you wanted to build things, they'd throw you in a shop class. That's why shop classes thrived. That's why dropout rates were low. Now, of course, what do we have? Well, we have the social justice warriors that have come in and literally decimated shop classes. There are no more shop classes in California schools. It's about less than 90%. Well, actually, I think it's probably greater now. About 90% of high schools in California do not offer shop classes any longer. And look at what's going on with the dropout rate. This is all verifiable. Since the 90s, when they started really decimating the shop classes, the dropout rate skyrocketed. And guess what? More men found themselves in jail, didn't they? The jail population grew commensurate. Now, people don't know how to make things, but also with that went entrepreneurial skills down the tubes. You see, people who learn how to make things with their hands turn out to be fantastic entrepreneurs. Given the right environment for a capitalist free market to survive in a government, these people knew no ends. And, of course, California did provide that for everybody back in the day. before the socialist totalitarians started to really take hold. And when did it really start? It started in 1976 with the election of who? Jerry Brown Jr. That was his first go-around, 1976. And the world started to change because why radical environmentalism was his gig. It was his gig. The environmentalists came out in droves in 1970. Earth Day, 1970, the 100th anniversary of the birth of who? Vladimir Lenin. Any significance to that? And 6 years later, Jerry Brown Jr., the great communist socialist Jesuit that he is, became governor. We'll be back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com. That's 821R.com. And, of course, NewCaliforniaState.com. NewCaliforniaState.com. Populism. Populism. What does populism have to do with socialism? It's an ism. If it's an ism, it's going to lead to totalitarianism. Just remember that. It's interesting, the talk that's going on about totalitarianism. But populism... Here we go.
We are living through a historic turning point in American politics. For 50 years, this country was run by an establishment policy agenda shared by both parties in favor of globalization, automation, uncontrolled immigration, and the centralization of government and the economy. In 2016, that consensus was overthrown in a populist revolution. Of course, Donald Trump on the right, but also Bernie Sanders, paving the way for what we see today. The Democrats lurch to the populist left. That is dangerous for America, because the more we see of these new loony left policies, the clearer it is that they'd bring disaster for our economy and society. But it's a danger for Republicans, too, because unless they develop a positive populist agenda of their own, they'll just be swept away. That's because on issue after issue, the populist left is responding to people's real concerns. Americans are right to be angry about inequality. If you're part of the globally connected knowledge economy elite, your wealth has soared over the last few decades. But for most working Americans, incomes have been flat or falling since the 1970s. Worse, many millions of responsible Americans who work hard still find themselves in a permanent and precarious state of economic insecurity. For example, a recent Federal Reserve study found that 40% of Americans couldn't afford a $400 emergency expense, like an unexpected medical bill. In response, AOC's Green New Deal, now backed by most leading Democrat presidential candidates, promises high-paying federal jobs to anyone who wants one. Cory Booker has actually introduced a job guarantee bill, claiming it would give all Americans a shot at a day's work and, by introducing competition into the labor market, raise wages and improve benefits for all workers. But the paper that his plan drew from estimated the total annual cost of a federal jobs guarantee to be over $500 billion. It's obvious who'd end up paying for it. The taxpayer, which, of course, is all part of the plan for the loony left populists.
Once you get to, like, the tippy tops, on your 10 millionth dollar, sometimes you see tax rates as high as 60 or 70%.
Tippy tops. Can't get enough of that. All right. Presidential candidate Julian Castro also wants to revoke the Trump tax cuts.
I absolutely would look at undoing tax cuts that benefited the super wealthy and benefited corporations.
Wake up, Julian. I think you're not going to get the presidency if you're half asleep when you do your interviews. Anyway, Elizabeth Warren, she's planning a new wealth tax. Quote, we need structural change, she says. That's why I'm proposing an annual tax on the wealth of the richest Americans. But these taxes are not structural change. They're punitive, not positive. High taxes would actually hurt working Americans by cutting investment, leading to lower growth and fewer jobs. Wealth taxes make the rich poorer. They don't make the poor richer. But here's the key political point. Republicans can't just scream Venezuela about all this loony leftism. You need a positive populist alternative to give working Americans economic security. So instead of higher taxes on the rich, how about lower taxes on workers? Slash payroll taxes and institute a real living wage. It doesn't make any sense that the federal minimum wage hasn't budged in almost 10 years when the cost of living has only continued to rise. But in a broader sense, what the left's version of populism gets wrong about inequality and poverty is the superficial way they approach it. Their plans target the symptoms of poverty. We should be aiming at the underlying causes, and one of the biggest is family breakdown. Census data shows that children living with a divorced single parent are 50% more likely to be living below the poverty line compared to children from two-parent homes. Another study showed that, quote, the fraction of children living in single-parent households is the strongest negative correlate of upward income mobility. The left lecture us all the time about believing the science on climate change. Well, it's time they stopped denying the science on family. A child starts life at a steep disadvantage if they come from a broken family. The neighborhood they live in, the schools they attend, even the food they eat, these are all factors that impact childhood development and are affected by household income, which plunges if a family breaks up or never gets together in the first place. Here's what the populist left gets wrong about inequality. Americans understand that inequality is the price you pay for opportunity. And they're prepared to pay that price as long as everyone has access to opportunity. But the reason Americans are so angry right now is that the ladder of opportunity has been broken. Conservative populists need to put the rungs back on that ladder to reboot social mobility. That means helping families come together and stay together. But of course, it also means fixing education. In too many parts of the country, our schools are blocking opportunity instead of building it. 2016 figures show that in one third of Baltimore's public high schools, not a single student scored proficient on the state's math exam. Not a single one. Another study found that in Chicago, one in four African-American students attends a subpar school. Of course, there are many excellent public schools in America, but they're typically the ones serving neighborhoods where families are already doing well. A Stanford study found that the gap in standardized test scores between affluent and low-income students has grown by about 40% between 1960 and 2007. The proven answer to this is to help children escape failing schools by giving their parents real choice. Of course, the public sector unions hate that because it's a threat to their power. But instead of backing opportunity, the loony left populists back the unions who block it. Kamala Harris, Elizabeth Warren, they're all falling over themselves to suck up to their big union donors. What a bunch of hypocrites they are, railing against the rich, then doubling down on the very system that perpetuates inequality in America, the public sector education monopoly. Radical school choice should be the next big crusade for conservative populists. And it's one that has the advantage of being truly popular, with 73% support among Latinos, 68% among whites, and nearly the same with African Americans. But our education system blocks opportunity beyond high school. And once again, left-wing populists have exactly the wrong answer.
We should have free tuition at public colleges and universities. That should be a right of all Americans.
No, I think the word you're looking for, Bernie, is wrong. It's wrong to force every young American at taxpayer expense into a cookie-cutter four-year college program ending in a useless degree that won't lead to a job but will land them with crippling debt. The unemployment rate for 16 to 24-year-olds is over twice the national average, and student loan borrowers owe close to $1.5 trillion. But the left-wing populists strike a chord when they focus on this issue. So conservative populists need a positive answer. It's time for a radical rethink of the whole system. Make it much more open and flexible. Help students focus on their individual strengths. Often that might be a blue-collar career. Quote, the jobs that make civilized life possible, as my guest Mike Rowe put it a few weeks ago. Give every American the opportunity to thrive in the economy of the future with ongoing affordable access to skills training from the private sector. Build on the great start made by Ivanka Trump and her National Council for the American Worker. On jobs, on schools, on family, we've seen a decades-long collapse in opportunity. Yes, things have started to turn around, and that's great. But a half century of establishment rule brought deep problems for working Americans. And the appeal of socialism is no surprise when capitalism failed for so many. That's why it is a huge risk for Republicans to just sit back and hope the loony left populists simply self-destruct. The establishment, it's dead. America's not going back to the corrupt and incompetent never-Trumpers and their swampy counterparts in the Democratic Party. The future is populist. The question is what kind? The negative, vindictive, top-down, centralizing authoritarianism of the left, or a positive people power version of populism on the right? Pro-worker, pro-family, pro-community.
Yeah. When we come back, we'll blow this one up, too. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're talking. Steve Hinton just did a great piece on the socialism populism business, and what is our message in return? How do we turn this whole thing around? It starts at the family level first. I you know, in education for 41 years, it's the family level first. The left has always wanted to break up and destroy families. It's easier to manipulate and control, and then the left would do what? They're in charge of your children, right? They take them over. And we're seeing the end result of that in very, very sickening stuff coming across the border right now. More caravanning. We're going to try and get to this caravanning business also in the next hour. But I'm looking at my schedule here. Off topic a little bit, but we're getting there. But the wholesale buying and selling of children right now, it's happening right at our border. How do you think these unaccompanied minors? And there's large numbers of them coming across the border right now. Oh, there's no crisis down there, right? What do you think they're doing? They're bringing them across so they can make more money off of them. There's a whole industry now that's been set up. Once you get across the border, you get into these religious organizations and into these, you know, like the Catholic Charities and so on. And then they house and shelter. I mean, they shelter and feed and clothe all these people. And they start educating all these people. And we pay for it. The federal government's paying for it. We pay them to do it. And, of course, certainly they want to bring more people across the border as illegal, because it's slavery. and children being taken and stolen, children being kidnapped all the time, or rented or sold. Parents sell their children. And that happens in this country too. I mean, it's just mind-boggling, I know, but that's the reality check that's going on. I guarantee you're going to find more people wrapped up in this human trafficking thing that are going to shock you. Because this goes down to the Patriots owner, right? Billionaire goes out and gets a cheap trick. Really? Yeah, but the problem is the girl is trafficked. The prostitutes are trafficked. They're bought and sold, kidnapped in many cases, and then taken north up here to serve as pleasure toys. As young as 13? Oh, no, babies too. I alluded to the fact that, and again, this is what happens in socialism. In Romania, you used to buy and sell. They used to buy, or people would buy and they'd sell babies. Women would have babies and give them up to be sold to the government. What's happening now? We're seeing that happen right now in this country. I'm serious. Child Protective Services, anyone? I've seen it happen. Children are moved from one family to another. Hey, you need a kid? Sure. It's $8,000 a month. You can take them. We'll move this kid to this territory. Yeah. Child suspected abuse? Oh, sure. They come in and take them. Mark my words. It's happening now. That child has a price on its head. Get him in the system. There you go. And California is very aggressive about that. It's happening. People don't want to admit that, but it's happening. But you have these children that are being trafficked all along. And being bought and sold, just like, and Cuba does the same thing. Still doing it. Why are we allowing this open border thing to happen? That's my point. The family unit in this country has got to be rebuilt from the bottom up. We have to make sure that that happens. That's the one thing the socialists want to destroy the most. And look how they've done it. You know, divorce is okay in a family unit? Sure, no problem. Of course, it's never been okay. Because it hurts children. Especially young children growing up, and boys in particular. It hurts in a lot of different ways. And this is one of the things that have been damaged over the years. Look at the Catholic Church and what's been going on there. They know one method of control is through the boys. Take the boys. Manipulate the boys. The Catholic Church is just absolutely slammed right now with all these charges by the priests that have been sexually abusing boys for years. Wink, wink, nod, nod goes on all the time. Like it's okay, but it's not. It destroys families. So you might want to watch out where you have your child, right? Always watch your child. But my point is this, families need to stay together. That's a whole big, we could talk for 1,000 years on just that topic, but that's a focal point. We got to look at that. Next is education. The education system is completely socialized now with Common Core and Race to the Top. I was saying this 10 years ago when this was all coming about, and I'm still saying it. Scripted learning doesn't work, which is what we have right now. The great socialist dream is to have a teacher stand up there. Why even have the teacher? Have a robot. Teach your children. A robot teaching your children. Well, that's happening now. They're called cell phones. Right? Used to have rules in the schools. No cell phones. We take them. I'm telling you, a world, a school in which there are no cell phones is a completely different school from a school that has cell phones or the kids are allowed to use cell phones in between breaks and all this other good stuff. And texting, of course. You've never had that experience, I'm telling you. The social factor goes up greatly because kids have to communicate face-to-face with one another. What a concept. as it should be. You know, the real elites in Silicon Valley and other places, you know what they do in elementary school? Listen to this. Because I was going to open up a charter school like this. I was going to open up an early education in elementary school like this. They don't allow computers, electronic, anything on the campuses. Chalkboards only. Chalkboards only. There's one computer, and the secretary has it in the principal's office for records needs. No internet. No cell phone. I mean, oh, my God. Oh, my God. For children, yeah. And you know what? They have to learn to use their hands, by the way. Manipulatives are real big features there. Handwriting. They write cursive writing. Shocking. Which, by the way, everybody said, we don't need cursive writing. Socialist dream is to have you know everything digitally. Type it on a computer, right? No. You should be able to sign your signature. You should be able to write cursive. It takes a little bit of manipulation to do that. You're learning as you're doing in cursive writing. That's another concept. People don't understand. You learn with your hands. You learn with your hands. People don't get it until you're out of it. And then you look back and say, oh, my God, look at the children we have today because they've never learned anything with their hands. No entrepreneurial behavior. Don't know how to change a tire, let alone put oil in it. Putting oil in the radiator, that'll work. Just some of the basic things you learn in schools don't happen any longer. But manipulation, learning with your hands, has got to come back in schools. That's what Mike Rowe is talking about. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Back here on Agenda 21 Radio, remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And, you know, it's interesting when we talk about education, educating the kid and everything, teaching them to write, teaching them to use their hands. You know, it starts at a very, very young age, this whole hand skill to learn. And, you know, you send kids off to kindergarten, right? This is one of the things that we found. In fact, I know that Senator George Runner at the time, it was discovered that back in 1991, 92, they dropped the age for kindergartners by 1 year in California. So, you know, but four and a half, and if you turned five, was it December 12th? I don't know why they picked that day. December 12th, you turn five, you could enroll in kindergarten. So you had kindergarten classes, and this is what happened from like the 1990s until around 2008 or 9, is that you were having kindergarten teachers look at a class on the first day of school. You got 4-, 5-, and 6-year-olds in one class. I mean, so yeah, I don't know about you, but 4-year-olds are vastly different from 6-year-olds. They're vastly different from 5-year-olds, just like 5-year-olds are vastly different from six. There's maturation that goes on. They're still growing, I know. But, you know, what happened in the education system, they just ignored all that because socialists don't like that. So you bring in the kids when they're younger and younger, and they would bring in the kids when they're younger and younger because they would build enrollments. And schools could build their enrollment and get more money because at the top of the heap, the distribution for money was coming from the state, the centralized government. The state, the centralized government. Now, of course, what was the state doing? The state was not giving the schools their full fair share. Yeah. So, if you know, I give this example, but I think you need to see where this example is playing out. If you have young kids coming, another year of kids coming in. Whoa, man, you can build your enrollment by maybe 100 kids. Something to think about. That's money. When you're figuring it's about $10,000, we're talking about $12,000 per kid, that's a lot of money coming in your schools. But if the money gets there, that's the caveat. Let's say that the school, you know, they do their attendance records, they get their enrollment. And they realize that they're going to submit to the state their attendance, and they're going to review it, and they're going to pay a check based upon the attendance that was kept at the school. Here's the deal. State says, well, you know, we're going to give you, of the $10 million we owe you, theoretically, we're going to give you $6 million, and we're going to pass on the $4 million to you at summertime. Well, of course, summertime comes and goes, and there's no $4 million coming in. See what's going on? The state's keeping the money. They're stealing the money from the schools. So that puts more pressure on the schools and more demand on the schools to get money to replace the money that they've already spent. So they continually are in debt problems. That's a problem. That's why schools fail. Economically, they can't handle it. And I tell people, don't blame the teachers. Don't blame the superintendents. Don't blame your board members. I'm serious. Blame the people in Sacramento or your state capital. If your schools are being shortchanged by your state government, then what do you expect? Your schools are going to decline. And that's exactly what happened in California schools. And this is how socialism takes hold. They control the money, so therefore they control the outcome at your school. That's really what it is. A centralized government doing that. Because you see, when they get in control and they're in government, they go, whoa, I got all this money. That's the way they look at it. They own the money, not the money being equally distributed. Evil people lurk in government. Yes, they do. And when they start to look at that money and say, oh, I'm going to distribute it myself, then they can work with their other buddies to make sure that they're getting taken care of before any money goes out. And lo and behold, that buddy system grows into corruption like you have with cartels and so on here in California and all these different industry sectors. They're getting benefits from their buddies. And pretty soon the money, as it was taken in and meant to be distributed to places like schools, gets short shift. That's what happens. And that's been going on in California for a long time. What is the end result in the schools? Where does that all play out? Well, they start cutting the most expensive thing they've got, which are humans, the employees. And they start at, you know, usually the bottom. Classified people, classified staff members, your custodians, your secretaries, your cafeteria workers. They get the cheapest meals and the quickest way to feed because they don't have the money to do it right. And that's exactly what happens in the classroom. That's exactly what happens in the school's curriculum. That's exactly what happens to the school and the system. Is it starts to eat itself and cut programs. And that's exactly the problem that happened in the 1990s. After years of the state taking all the money, they decided, well, you know what? Let's stop giving them the money. Let's just take it. Let's use it. And let's defer these payments that never would come. So for years, school districts in California, starting in the late 80s, stopped getting the money they were supposed to have to run proper courses. And that's when we started to see, guess what? Shop classes leave. And guess what happened? We had skyrocketing dropout rates. Look at Los Angeles Unified. And you're going to quickly blame the unions. But they are to blame, no question about it, for many things. But it's the unions that are screaming for money that we should have always gotten anyway for the schools. Why? Because the centralized government, the socialist government, kept it for itself. So what it could do? Redistribute money, like $27 billion of California money, to illegal foreign nationals in 1 year? Yeah. Social justice. There you go.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-fill pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep Well, America! Call 800 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And let's see. Oh, okay. Awesome. Awesome. Looks like Tuesday, March 19th, Victor Davis Hanson is going to be on Agenda 21 Radio. People just give me these little tidbits sent to me. Confirmed. Okay, yeah, 11 o'clock. So 8 o'clock on Tuesday, March 19th, Victor Davis Hanson will be on Agenda 21 Radio, and I'm just letting you know. That's pretty exciting, don't you think? I think it's really exciting. Okay, so we got a lot of things going on, and education is a big one, and we're going to be talking about the Oroville Dam because this is another monumental story. Whatever happened to the guy that had the noose around his neck and he paid two of his thugs to do that? Oh, the crisis actor. Whatever happened to him? See, where's that news, huh? It's, overshadowed now by other events. It is amazing where this whole cycle goes. And, of course, he's got a drug problem. He's got all these other problems, this, that, and the other. You've got, what is this, Garagos? Yeah, he's his attorney. He's the O.J. Simpson attorney. There was a meme that came out. I love these meme things. I just love them. I think they're great. People will make them up. But then, somebody was referring to the white Bronco. That he would be jumping in the white Bronco. I would imagine noose around his neck, of course. That whole OJ thing when he jumped in the white Bronco and drove from Hollywood, Los Angeles, down to, I guess he was in Mission Viejo, Laguna Niguel or something like that, and he ended up on the freeway in his white Bronco. The question is, who was the driver of the white Bronco? I can't remember. It was a famous guy, too, driving him around. And boy, the helicopters were up checking him out. I mean, all over the basin. It was amazing. It was amazing. Anyway, we just have a lot of amazing other things coming up. We're going to be talking about the Oroville Dam because the water is filling up behind the dam. It's getting to be an exciting place. They're fencing it off so you can't go up and take a look at the backside. I mean, they don't want you to see what is really going on the backside. Drones, though. Drones can show you what's happening. But, if they do their own DWR drones, they don't show you all that stuff. Anyway, we got a lot of things to cover here in the next hour, so stay with us here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, call-in line is 215-867-8255. We'll be taking your calls in the next hour. And visit newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. And stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.